rubber baby rubber boat.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Rubber baby rubber boat.
Cool. Hey, man.
Hey, dude.
You, how you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good. You know who else is doing well?
Who?
My friend, who ordered a mail-order bride from, the Czech Republic.
Oh, yeah? How's that going for him?
It's going super well. She's Slavically devoted to him. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Checkmate, your Eastern European dating advice podcast. I'm Eric
nice.
Michael Wynn. With me, as always, is Dunscat McDust Bunny.
Neat. That was fun.
Yeah.
Did you come up with that while you were at work?
I sure did. That's what they pay me for.
Great. Comedy podcast. I'm your co-host Dylan McDowell.
I'm your co-host Eric Michael Wynn.
We
are gonna do this again.
We're doing it again. Doing it live.
Because Audacity is a stupid program.
Audacity is garbage. It's hot, steamy garbage. Mm-hmm. We got some hot tips on our Facebook page from our good friend Hunter.
Hunter C. from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the tip.
Gave us some unsolicited advice.
Yeah, I really appreciated that. Thanks, dude.
It's the best kind of advice.
Uh-huh.
The stuff you didn't ask for.
Uh-huh. It's good.
Yeah.
It's great. It makes me feel really good
mm-hmm.
when I get that.
Makes me feel like our fans believe in us,
mm-hmm.
that we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't even... What is a DAW?
A what?
A DAW. D-A-W.
Is that like some irritating internet slang for like a cute dog?
No. I don't believe it is. Hunter said that we need to get a new DAW, and then suggested a new DAW. DAW is
I feel like
is an
he's
acronym.
He's starting a word, but he's
no,
not finishing it.
I know, right? That's like
dog.
Dog, or like...
Dawson.
It needs at least
Dawson's
one more
speak.
Letter on that.
Awesomeville Dawn. From Dawsonville, the infamous race car driver.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy from Dawsonville, Georgia.
Oh,
his
okay.
name is Bill. Went by Austin Bill from Dawsonville.
That's a pretty sweet nickname.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah. Thank you, Hunter. I mean, we appreciate that fan engagement. Also on our Facebook page, Jamie asked for a postcard. Well, Jamie, you just got to send us your address.
We've told you repeatedly.
Well, I feel like we can be a little nicer about it, Eric. Jamie's a fan of the show.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't know, man. Be kind.
It's just the thing that I insist on saying every episode.
But no, yeah, just rate and review us on iTunes, send us your address, and we'll get you a postcard.
Yeah.
Promise. Swear to God.
I will not come to your house. We addressed that a couple episodes ago.
Eric will never, ever come to your house.
Yeah.
Not even if you ask him to.
Yeah. Especially if you ask me to.
Yeah, no.
I really don't want to go.
So this week, this episode... We're talking about Nikola Tesla.
Nikola Tesla.
The internet's favorite inventor. So there's a lot of kooky stuff surrounding Mr. Tesla and his inventions. Eric, why don't you start us off with some, like, biographical information about the dude?
Oh, I will. Nikola Tesla was a Serbian-American immigrant. He's most famous for popularizing the alternating current in America. Now, he did not invent... the alternating current.
No, alternating current was pretty popular in Europe at the time.
It was very well established.
Yeah, but he did invent the method we use to distribute it in the United States. It's still in use today, as opposed to the competing DC direct current, which Thomas Edison was all about. So that was the root, basically, of their big feud that they had.
The infamous AC-DC feud, if you will.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, God, there's a joke.
There's a joke. It's right there.
Oh, I can't do it. Okay. I don't know enough about AC/DC, the band.
High voltage rock and roll.
We'll go with that. That's fine.
That's a song of theirs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cute.
It's an early one, with, back when Bon Scott was in the band.
Yeah.
Before he drank himself to death.
Let me pour one out.
Yeah.
Bon Scott. Eric just picked up his bottle of Coors and sort of tipped it at an angle.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm inside. I don't want to pour beer on that floor.
Yeah, no, I wish you wouldn't. I got, maybe you got guests coming over later.
Yeah, that's how you get ants. It's not good. Yeah, he came to prominence around the time that the Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan industrial complexes were basically dual-handedly monopolizing American industry.
Yep.
Their interests were largely the same as the government's interest at the time, because they were the major financial backers of most major politicians at the time, because they had all that sweet, sweet coin.
Oh, so much money. Just big, dicky gobs of money.
Just like Scrooge McDuck.
Dived into a big pool of coins money.
Yeah.
Seems like it would hurt.
God. Why would you do that?
Oh, no. You're what if you swallowed one?
Having bones like a bird is like a saying.
I'm not talking just about Scrooge McDuck. I mean, Scrooge McDuck would obviously probably be hurt worse by the process.
Right.
Even a person. What if one of those, what if you take one of those to the eye? It's not like water.
Yeah. No, it's a large pile.
It's solids. Those are
metal.
Solids.
Yeah.
You can't just jump into that.
Metal hurts. Have you ever been hit with a bat?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, like, not on purpose.
Did you hit yourself with a bat?
No. It was just in the middle of a baseball game.
Oh, okay.
I was playing catcher.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, shit happens.
Yeah.
paper money poses its own problems because of all the, like, the cocaine and the diseases on it.
Yeah. And, you know, paper cuts. Paper cuts hurt, man.
I don't think you can get a paper cut from a dollar bill, can you?
I'm going to find out after this podcast.
Okay. Great.
That's my project.
You know how that goes.
It's my Tuesday night.
Because I think it's
project.
Dollars and stuff made out of some kind of cloth material, actually. Not actual
I feel like
paper.
If you have a really, like, crisp
super
dollar,
crisp,
yeah.
Fresh from the bank.
And you, like, if you try, yeah. Like, get a friend to put it between, like, your fingers on that web.
See, I've never gotten a paper cut, and I've actually tried to give myself a paper cut a couple times.
You've gotten a paper cut?
No, I did.
It sucks, dude.
Yeah. Just to see what it's like. I want to see what
it hurts.
It's like.
It's a bad time.
Yeah.
Granted, I am I'm kind of a delicate little boy.
It's soft, supple skin.
Yeah. I have the skin of a man who was very bad at working in a kitchen. Very good at working in a cubicle.
So, on the Rockefellers and the Morgans and all them.
Yeah. So there are... basically, he's your perfect mad scientist, kooky old man.
Kooky young man, too.
Kooky young man.
Just a kooky man.
Yeah.
Just a kooky
boy. He had a lot of... there's a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding this guy because he was so kooky and also a brilliant inventor.
I mean, yeah. Like, we just want to go ahead and throw this out there right now before we start shit-talking a lot of the claims about him. He was a brilliant inventor.
Yeah, we're not disputing
work.
Yeah, the contributions of Nikola Tesla to Western society.
It's just a lot of it gets blown out of proportion. Yeah. So, like, for instance, a lot of people claim that Tesla invented or created designs for a free energy machine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a machine that would just produce energy, more energy than you put into it,
right.
Which is impossible because
of
the first law of thermodynamics.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Right, but a lot of people think he did. Now, what he did actually invent designs for is a sort of solar panel type thing. It was like a panel of conductive metal on top of an aerial that would collect a positive charge from the air, and there'd be a negative charge from a grounding wire, and then something happened to a doodad in the middle between those things, and then it made electricity.
Doodad?
Yeah, it was essentially, it was basically like a solar panel that he invented designs for, and it operated off of just ambient electricity in the air, I think, and cosmic rays. It picked up energy from cosmic rays, which is sounds really sweet.
Yeah.
But
still a pretty cool gadget.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever actually built one. I saw instructables for one, to build one. It didn't have any actual pictures. A couple of pretty crudely drawn diagrams looked like they were made in MS Paint. And all the instructions were in English, but written in such a way that it seemed like English was not the gentleman's first language, so it's a little hard to decipher.
Right.
But so people took hold of that thing, because he did call it a free energy machine, but what he meant by that apparently is that it would be free to use, or the energy wouldn't cost anything, not that it would produce actual free energy. Like,
did anybody actually know what free energy would be? Like, it's just this, like, sort of ephemeral construct in, like, the mind of hippies.
Well, like, I mean, yeah, no, not really. So, that's
well, so. No, like, you can't just create energy out of nowhere.
No. I did read something interesting, though. Apparently, all the time, there are little tiny particles of matter and antimatter that, like, blink into existence for very, very, very small amounts of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that creates energy. But it happens for such a short period of time, and the matter and antimatter particles instantly cancel each other out so that it doesn't technically count, I guess.
So why bother?
Physics are fucking weird, dude. Yeah. That's what I figured out researching this.
Yeah, I don't know the first thing about physics.
I did read a pretty... There's like a fun little like rule of thumb way to remember the three laws of thermodynamics. It's you can't win. That's law one. You can't create energy, I think.
Yeah, energy is neither created nor destroyed.
You can't break even, which is the second law. So that's the one that describes entropy and that kind of thing.
Right.
And then you have to play, which is law three, which I can't remember the actual name of that one. But it's basically, yeah, you can't win, you can't break even, and you have to play.
So exactly like a Vegas casino.
Exactly like a Vegas casino.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a little science knowledge for you. Just sitting there on a like date situation, you're in...
You can bust that out.
You need to... Yeah,
I'm going to bust that out later tonight.
Yeah.
But, so this invention that Nikola Tesla came up with, this little sort of solar panel prototype sort of thing, combined with his plans for wireless energy transfer, or wireless power transfer, which is actually kind of cool, he came up with a couple of designs, one that would send power wirelessly through the air, and one that would send it through the ground. So those two things combined led a lot of people to think that if we had followed through on Tesla's research, that we could have unlimited free power for everybody, everywhere, all the time.
And we would live in this beautiful Eden.
Well, just Tesla coils firing off everywhere. It'd be super sweet.
Yeah.
Look like the cover of a steampunk novel. It'd be so dope. But
I'm going to take this opportunity to get angry about something.
Oh, wait. Can I guess what you're going to get angry about before you get angry about it?
Sure. We'll go on the honor system here.
Okay. Are you going to get angry about steampunk?
Yes.
Fucking crushed it.
Now, to be fair, playing a game about what Eric is angry about is very easy, because
easy,
you just pick the last topic that somebody mentioned, and I'm probably going to get angry about it.
This is so grumpy.
I'm just a grumpy boy who's angry about most things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't... What the fuck, steampunk? Why? Like, why?
I don't know, dude. You're just really into steampunk. I don't know what
I don't understand it. Or, like... This is fascination with machines that don't work very well.
Well, I think it's like the romance of like old-timey steam engines and like steam locomotives and that kind of thing. Zeppelins. Zeppelins are cool. Everybody likes Zeppelins.
Everybody loves a dirigible.
Yeah, dirigibles.
Dirigible.
You can say a bunch of fun words like Zeppelin and dirigible.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking
Goggles,
about.
Goggles, petticoats,
like, plane
kind of thing.
Is a much easier word to say than Zeppelin. And, like, and a much better machine, honestly.
No, I mean, yeah, there's a pretty good reason we don't use those anymore.
Yeah. Like, just that whole, like, what, Elizabethan era?
Yeah, well, it was more Victorian, I think.
Victorian, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just talking about Shakespeare. I'm still in Elizabethan mode. You know,
fair
I always
enough,
get my modes mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to do.
It, anyway, I just don't get it. And, like, I went to a Bob Dylan concert once, and there was a guy dressed up in full
steampunk.
Was
there steampunk? A
steampunk? There was a steampunk. He had the top hat and the goggles.
I met a steampunk on the train last week. It was really fun. He had one of those flight caps, the leather flight caps.
Oh, yeah.
A big, long red scarf and some goggles on the top of the flight cap and, like, a actually pretty sweet leather jacket.
Did that boy ever even been in the air, like, on any contraption?
Maybe he's working on his pilot license, dude. You don't know that.
Maybe.
Like, maybe he's a hot air balloon operator. I'm pretty sure you don't need any kind of license to do that.
He's building a flying machine!
Like, this is actually an interesting question now that I want to investigate. What do you have to do to operate a hot air balloon? Do you think it's like an apprenticeship program?
I wonder if they have a union.
There's power in a union.
Yeah.
So anyway, Nikola Tesla invented a couple of different wireless power transfer methods. Now, the funny thing about this is at least one of them actually worked. The one that he used to send power wirelessly through the ground did work. He actually sent an electrical signal to the other side of the planet. It started off at 300 kilowatts and ended up at 10. So it wasn't terribly efficient.
That's still not a lot of cool power. Though. I don't know really anything about electricity either.
So I think 300 kilowatts, according to the source I read, is 6 times as much as it takes to power a radio station, which is a weird metric that they used.
Yeah. That's kind of an odd... That's not a thing I do a lot.
Yeah. So not a terribly useful way to like conceptualize
that.
Can
you put that in light bulbs? I use light bulbs every day.
Okay, so... What, 60-watt light bulb?
Yeah.
So that's 300 kilowatts. So that's 3,000 watts.
Yeah.
So how many light bulbs is that? Let me whip out my calculator.
That's a lot of light bulbs.
That's a lot of light bulbs.
Amount of power. But, like, you're not going to rebuild society on that. That's what I'm saying. I'm screaming.
60. That's what I'm screaming. So that's 50 light bulbs, and then it goes down to 100 or 10 kilowatts? So that's... No, that would be like, oh man, I'm bad at math. Okay, we're going to do that later.
Anyway,
that's fine.
You can power like a small office.
Sure, like small home office.
Yeah.
I mean, just like light bulb wise.
Yeah.
And maybe have a mini fridge. I don't know how much power those drain.
Probably. Depends on how many times you open the door, probably.
Probably, yeah. Because of that light bulb.
Yeah.
All goes back to light bulbs.
Yeah. See?
So, So that was one invention, and this is really, really popular among certain, like, kind of fringe libertarians really dig this idea. And the real conspiracy around it springs up when you get into Wardenclyffe Tower, which is this tower that Tesla built with money from J.P. Morgan.
Yeah.
So J.P. Morgan gave Tesla a one-time payment of $150,000 to build this
contraption.
Yeah, it was a lot of coin back then. Yeah, it's still a pretty... tidy sum. I would like that much money.
Yeah.
Like right now, if anybody has it. Like the 150K they're not using, I'll take it.
Yeah, they got that to throw around.
Yeah.
I'll build a tower.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have roof access back soon, so we can put it up there.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is not related to the podcast. Eric, did you see that the old abandoned bar that we live above?
The old abandoned czar bar.
The old abandoned czar bar. There hasn't been a czar bar here for 15 years.
They say on a cold winter's night.
You can still hear people getting angry at the Cubs. So anyway, you can. It's open right now. So
Ooh.
You can, open for business, but they were doing some electrical work and they left the door open. You can go in there and poke around.
Ooh.
Might want to do that later. Wardenclyffe Tower was a tower that J.P. Morgan paid Tesla to build. Well, Tesla asked for the money, I believe. But anyway, this is when Tesla was working on radio technology. There were a lot of people working on radio technology at the time. So this was one of those competing projects for this. So it was a big tower with a big steel kind of dome at the top that Tesla was going to use to broadcast radio signals. Now, what happened was...
That just sounds exactly like a real-time strategy thing.
It does, though.
Yeah, like Command and Conquer. You get to, like, whatever new era.
Yeah, you get to, like, tech level 3, and you got to build more of those, like, Tesla towers.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how you support your troops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... There's a reason the internet loves Tesla so much. Just nerds in general.
Frustrating fanboy idolatry.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. So the tower was purportedly for radio signals. Tesla also was testing out his wireless power transfer technology in there. He didn't tell Morgan about that because Morgan wasn't super down with that idea, because then he wouldn't be able to charge people to use the power grid that Tesla helped invent.
He might stop being, the wealthiest, American industry tycoon in history.
Right, yeah, that would be a real bummer for
them. That would, yeah, be kind of a letdown.
Yeah. So, anyway, the tower was being built, but so the stock market crashed before it was completed, and also an Italian gentleman by the name of Marconi.
Guglielmo
Marconi successfully sent the first transatlantic radio signal before the tower was completed.
Yep.
So the tower never got finished. Morgan didn't offer any more money to Tesla to have it finished. And so that people bring up a lot of conspiracy theories around that. So a lot of people think that Morgan squashed the idea because Tesla did eventually tell him that he wanted to use it to explore wireless power transfer, which, fair enough. Yeah, he probably actually did.
He probably did, but why didn't Morgan just, like, say, yeah, go do that, and then find a way to make money on wireless power transfer?
He almost certainly could have.
Yeah, like, it would just be another way for J.P. Morgan to make, like, crazy amounts of
coin.
Because
it's not like those towers had a limited range.
Yeah.
Or would have. They never actually got,
yeah,
like,
or it's not like you, yeah. People are good at charging people for power.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, yeah, super, super good at it. But anyway, let
people
think.
Coming for you, ComEd.
God, I hate this. You hate the utility companies up here.
Yeah, they're very, very bad. Chicago utility companies, thumbs down.
Yeah, utility companies everywhere, pretty much.
Yeah,
thumbs down.
That's true.
Internet up here is dog shit.
At least I don't have to hear the Gulf Power commercials.
I don't remember those.
You can hear the Symphony of Savings.
Oh, yeah, those were bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I blocked those out.
I can't. I try.
Oh, Jesus.
Very hard.
So anyway, I lost my train of thought. Cool. Eric, what you got for us?
Are we
singing? On the podcast.
Do I have to do this in rhyme now?
Nope.
I don't want to do
that. I'm not doing it in rhyme either. I'm okay. Just kind of singing it.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding J.P. Morgan kind of disowning Tesla. He was a financial backer. But yeah, and pulled out. And then, you know, it's not good.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's not good for our boy Tesla.
Because he's a nutso who can't take care of himself.
No, but, yeah, had a lot of weird personal hang-ups, or Tesla did.
Yeah.
So, another interesting thing about the Wardenclyffe Tower, which was the name of that tower, it ties into a lot of other conspiracy theories about Tesla, because mm-hmm. Tesla was also working on some other kooky shit. Like, say, for instance, energy weaponry, which
yes.
is just fun. Oh, that's so much fun to say. Energy weaponry.
And, like, okay, like, every mad scientist has to have his mad scientist tower. Like,
yeah.
That's...
I mean, it's, you know, it's an updated wizard tower.
Yeah. It goes back to, like, you know, the old Frankenstein movie where he had his big spire and then he, like,
oh,
opened
yeah,
the door
definitely.
And, you know, channeled the
electricity comes
it.
Down
yeah.
and hits the Tesla coil or whatever. And, yeah, it's fucking
yeah.
great. It's good stuff.
Every mad scientist has to have his little hideout, his little clubhouse.
And I think it's fair to call Tesla a mad scientist because while he never actually built a death ray... He did have designs for something he called a death
yeah,
ray.
Yeah, he definitely tried.
Yeah, so...
He did his goddamn best.
Yeah, he tried his little heart out.
Yeah.
So, Tesla's experiments in energy weaponry started with a laser gun. So, it's believed that Tesla... There's some indication that Tesla invented one of the first sort of rudimentary ruby lasers, which works by he called it a button lamp, which is really cute.
That is a cute name.
Yeah. So
the button lamp.
So the button lamp worked by firing a beam of light at a ruby, which was the button, and then it would bounce around in the ruby and out of the ruby and back to the light source and then out, I think, basically, and that would focus the beam of light until it became a ruby laser. So that's exactly how ruby lasers work now when we use them, except his was calibrated so that it would destroy the ruby button that was used in it. So it didn't really work that well.
Why? Okay, do we use rubies in all lasers or most lasers or ruby lasers?
I think ruby lasers are pretty common as far as industrial lasers go. Don't know a whole lot about lasers. I think it's a pretty low intensity laser.
Yeah.
Like for, I don't know what the hell they use it for, but I think, yeah, ruby lasers are still used today.
Hmm.
So he shot one at the moon. He did that.
Suck at moon.
Just because, like, I guess if you're a mad scientist, you pretty much have to test all your shit out on the moon.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like just to
explore the relationship of the mad scientist with the moon, because that seems to pop up a lot.
Scientists, they really want to blow the moon up.
Yeah, God, yeah, they hate the moon.
I'm so fucking mad at
the
moon.
What did the moon do?
I don't know. It's just up there.
It's not like a Majora's Mask moon where it's like actively trying to ruin everything.
And, like, terrifying.
Yeah.
God, the moon in that game is scary. Yeah.
What the hell? That was a game for children, Nintendo.
Man, that was the best Zelda game.
It was so good. So hard.
Very hard.
Very difficult game.
Yeah. Really good, though.
Yeah. Recommend. That's a Chamber of Reflection.
Yeah, we give two thumbs up, one from each of us, for Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. You can play that on Nintendo 64. It's also available for the Nintendo 3DS, which is an excellent game system. I actually have it.
Mm-hmm. This podcast brought to you in part by Nintendo Entertainment.
Fuck, I wish we could afford a better audio recording software.
Yeah, Nintendo, if you're listening to this, we're on your side. Send us free stuff.
Yeah, hook us up with, like, I don't know, something better than Audacity. Whatever the next step up is. Just, we don't need... You know, anything crazy.
Yeah.
Something that doesn't eat entire podcasts.
I'm a simple guy. I don't need...
Maybe a new mic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe a decent mic. Maybe two mics, one for each of us.
Yeah. Maybe some of that, like, soundproofing material. We could just, like, throw that up on the walls or whatever.
Yeah. Although, I like it when, like, an ambulance drives by and we get the sirens
that
ambience
in the
background.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yesterday, during the original take, it was a beautiful day here in Chicago, and Division Street was a flutter... With people, you know, getting their patio brunch going.
Uh-huh.
And so there was a little bit of that ambiance, which you'll have to just sort of imagine.
Yeah, take our word on it. It's not bad. It's kind of gloomy right now.
It's sort of overcast right now.
Yeah. So the button lamp.
Button lamp.
The button
lamp. It sounds like something your grandma would buy you.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, you know, it's, oh, I got you a little button lamp for your buttons. And I don't know. But, so the button lamp proved to be pretty ineffective as far as that stuff goes, as far as blowing things up, destroying the moon.
Yeah, surprisingly, an invention called the button lamp did not actually bring
it in. Well, now, if that had turned out to be an effective weapons system, that would be a perfect, like, sort of...
The Soviets would have never seen that coming.
No, yeah.
Yeah. All their intel about the button lamp?
The button lamp.
The button.
The button lamp.
What is button lamp?
What is button lamp? God, I have the worst Russian accent. It's so much fun. Sound like Boris and Natasha off of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Button lamp.
Button lamp.
Button lamp. So, the button lamp proved to be an ineffective weapon system. So, Tesla started working on a different one. This one he called a death ray, because I think maybe he felt like part of the problem with the button lamp was the marketing. So, this device was evidently inspired by Nikola Tesla playing with a pop gun as a kid. And that's one of those little things. It's like
quirky deal.
A little cork gun. Yeah, like it's, you know, you pump it up, fills the tube with air, and then the air eventually pops a cork out the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided that he was going to weaponize the shit out of that.
Yeah.
By making a device.
That's why you should let your kids play with guns, people.
Uh-huh. And you get sweet ideas, like this particle beam accelerator that Nikola Tesla drew up designs for. There's no evidence that he ever built it or that it would actually work if he had. I stress that part.
Yeah.
So basically it was a device that would have a long barrel, and it would send some kind of electromagnetic pulse down the barrel, like the air in a pop gun, which would force... tiny particles of tungsten out in a very straight, like, continuous stream. He had it in mind that you could use it for anti-aircraft purposes. Set them up in, like, big old Wardenclyffe-style towers everywhere and, like, along the coast and shoot down aircraft with them.
Yeah,
pretty sweet. So this actually is what this death ray that he invented is what led the FBI to seize all of his shit after he died.
Right.
So,
which I guess kind of makes sense.
The guy's
really good at making stuff. He keeps like rapping about this like amazing death ray that
death
he built.
Ray. He called it. I can't stress this enough. He called it a death ray.
Yeah,
That's not what we call it now because it's like, oh, huh, fun mad scientist stuff. Let's call it a death ray. He called it a death
ray.
Yeah,
no, there wasn't a trope of a mad scientist calling his invention a death ray at the time. It was just a guy saying that he built a death ray.
It's a death ray.
Yeah.
What? Oh, like, take that. Tesla? It fucking kills shit.
Yeah. I was reading that, there are four instrumental parts of a death ray, which operated under the Teleforce idea of Nikola Tesla.
God, all these words are so sweet.
I swear, he just, like, accidentally wrote the entire science fiction dialogue.
He's a fucking comic book villain. I love him.
Yeah. It was a charged particle beam accelerator, and you need four gizmos and gadgets.
Thingamajigs.
Whatchamacallit. You need an apparatus for producing manifestations of energy in free air as opposed to a vacuum.
Okay.
You need a mechanism for generating an electrical force.
Okay. Tesla was good at that part.
Yep. You need a means for intensifying that electrical force.
Tesla was also good at that part.
And then you need a new method to produce a different, more opposite electrical force, a repellent electrical force, which I guess scooches the first electrical force out of the tube.
Cool.
And that's the there's the rub.
That sounds hard.
Yeah.
That
sounds I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Tungsten, though. Tungsten.
It's pretty dope metal.
It's a good metal, yeah.
Yeah.
You get a sweet-ass bracelet.
Yeah, I think a lot of engagement rings for dudes are made out of tungsten now.
Yeah.
It's the stuff in your incandescent light bulbs, that little wire. That's tungsten.
Yeah.
It gets very hot, doesn't melt.
It's a baller metal, is what we're trying to say.
That's what Eric is trying to say. I'm not trying to say that. So the FBI did raid his shit. It took all his crap after he died. Because he had been shopping this death ray design around to a couple different countries. And like we were talking about, if a dude is like really good at inventing stuff, and he's been talking about this death ray he built for like, you know, the last 10 years, maybe go check on that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be worth looking into.
Yeah.
So they did. They found his papers and his designs and a box, I believe, that had that was labeled to contain a part of the death ray, and sent it off to some MIT engineers, and they looked at it and decided that it wouldn't work. Cool. So, yeah.
Or did they?
That's the conspiracy. It's like people keep thinking that, like, so basically a lot of, in Tesla's later years, he was sort of running out of money, kinda. I mean, he lived pretty well right up until the end. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But he was kind of living paycheck to paycheck, as it were.
Yeah.
And so he was mostly just kind of throwing shit out there and seeing who would give him money.
Yeah, he was trying to sell the death ray to a whole bunch of different governments. Canada, the Soviets, Hungary, England. Yeah. Some friends of ours, some not so much.
Yeah. Not so much, some of them.
Either way, yeah, you have like your most famousest inventor, you know, shopping a death ray to a whole bunch of different
countries. It really doesn't look good.
It's worth at least a look.
Yeah.
I'd say that much.
Oh, let's see. There's another conspiracy. Moving away from the death ray for a minute, there's another conspiracy or sort of wacko idea, I guess, that says that Tesla's experiments might be behind the Tunguska explosion.
Ooh.
So, for those of you who don't know, the Tunguska explosion is the greatest...
Largest
celestial event of this century.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in Siberia, and basically one night in 1905, I believe?
1904, 1905.
1905, I think.
Maybe. Sometime.
Yeah, right around the turn of the century then. A massive explosion leveled an area of Siberia, roughly the size of Rhode Island, went off with a force 2,000 times greater than the bomb we dropped on Hiroshima.
Yep.
Nobody's like 100% sure what caused it. Probably a meteorite or a fragment of a comet.
There's a very good X-Files episode.
There's an excellent X-Files episode about it, actually. I think it's a two-parter. We need to watch part two.
Yeah, we do.
I'm watching a lot of X-Files lately.
Mm-hmm. As you would probably expect from two ding-dongs who have
conspiracy theories.
Who would like
to talk about conspiracy theories,
We actually had a fun episode about... it was an episode about the cigarette smoking man. It was like his little standalone episode.
Yeah.
That was fun. Because they touched on a couple conspiracy theories that we'd already covered. Mm-hmm. Like, apparently the cigarette smoking man shot JFK.
That's right.
Spoilers.
For him. Yeah. So, yeah, blew our episode out of the water.
Yeah, you can go ahead and just chuck that two-parter, because we could have just summed it up in a sentence. I think I actually mentioned that in the episode, now that I think about that.
Huh.
Yeah. Whatever. Cigarette smoking man also shot Martin Luther King.
Yep.
And probably Bobby Kennedy. Also.
Yeah. It's heavily implied that he shot Bobby Kennedy.
Right, yeah. Also the reason the Bills were so bad for such a long time. The Buffalo Bills.
Still bad.
Yeah.
But marginally better than they were.
Yeah, they're getting there. It's a growth season.
It's a rebuilding year.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a rebuilding decade. What were we talking about? Totally lost my train of thought.
The
Tunguska explosion. Yeah, so what people think might have happened is, some people think it was related to his wireless power transfer device, the one that sent energy through the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But as we talked about, that thing was not very efficient at transferring power, based on all of the experiments that were actually done with it. Like I said, it took 300 kilowatts, and by the time it got to its destination, it was at 10 kilowatts, which is not nearly enough to cause an explosion that size.
Hmm.
Which is, you know, kind of underselling it. It's not even near enough.
I read a really bad conspiracy theory on the internet.
Oh, I hate this one.
I hated it, too.
Oh, I hate this
one. It was so bad. It was somebody saying that the Nikola Tesla death ray was actually what brought down the Twin Towers in 9/11. Look. That they had just timed it so that, like, the precise moment the planes made contact with the building, they fired off the death ray.
Whoa.
Just blew up the building, which was ridiculous. It was a horrible, poorly thought-out conspiracy. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I
intentionally avoided the 9/11 conspiracy in this podcast because I hate it.
Yeah, it's just upsetting and shitty. I mean, we might do it eventually, but it's just...
I don't like it.
It's a huge bummer.
I'm not going into that one.
Yeah. So...
Anyway, that one was a bad one. Yeah.
I hate that one.
So that's a good turning point to talk about something else.
Yeah. So,
It's also believed that Nikola Tesla had what we call an earthquake machine.
Right. Don't know a whole lot about this one. Didn't do much research on this one. Eric, do you have anything
about this? I don't know anything about this.
Oh, fantastic.
You know what that means.
Free Jazz Odyssey.
Free Jazz Odyssey.
Time. Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Yeah.
So, first... I'm going to lay down what I do know about the earthquake machine. I know a little bit, a little tiny bit. So, some people theorize that the earthquake machine was related to his different free power schemes. One of them, and I don't think that Nikola Tesla ever, like, actually had plans for a device like this. This is just some shit that people on the internet made up, essentially.
Right.
But basically, it was a device that would harness the inherent wiggle of the Earth and all of its inside bits, like the core and the mantle.
You gotta wiggle it.
That wiggle. Wiggle.
Wiggle.
So the whirl, it would harness the whirl to create electrical energy. Do you like how bad I fucked up the word whirl?
Stop.
Whirl.
No. Whirl. I hate this.
This is better than last episode. Last episode, you started recording... while I was in the middle of eating a slice of pizza.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So the whole intro, that's not awesome, Eric.
It was great.
It's not awesome at all.
Guys, you missed out on an opportunity to hear Dylan eat pizza in high definition.
And a half of the podcast, at least, was me just eating pizza.
All I'm going to say to that is that you chose to continue eating.
And you chose to record while I was eating pizza.
Yeah, but you didn't have to eat while we were recording.
You can't just stop eating pizza, Eric.
Yeah, you can. Called Get Lactose Intolerant.
Oh, that's right. I always forget that Eric is salty about his lactose intolerance.
Yeah. That sucks.
I was kind of rubbing it in.
Delicate
pizza.
Delicate little tongue, Tom.
So fragile.
Yeah.
Like a precious hothouse flower.
It's like a little baby bird.
Yeah. Or like a beautiful hybrid orchid.
Mm.
Can't survive in the wild. Gotta keep it inside where it's nice and warm and humid.
Yeah. And give it mostly Fritos.
Mm-hmm. So, Yeah, that's about all I know about the earthquake machine. Apparently, Nikola Tesla tested something and it set off an earthquake. People think that maybe it was related to that wiggle harnesser, the Wordle harnesser. So, Free Jazz Odyssey.
For this Free Jazz Odyssey, I'm going to
Now, for those of you who don't remember, Free Jazz Odyssey is a concept we introduced in part two of our JFK episode, I believe, where we just make shit up because we're bored and tired.
Right. No, see, the earthquake machine is actually a whole other thing. See, as we all know, the Earth is spinning very fast all
the
time.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Fact. Other fact.
Yes.
The moon orbits
also
the Earth.
Spin.
And also spins.
Yes.
But do we know if they're spinning the same direction? I don't think they are. There's no way to know.
Well...
There's no way to know.
Okay, yeah, there's no way to know. Okay, you convinced me.
Have you ever been to outer space?
No, I haven't personally. I did go to space camp twice when I was a kid.
Yeah, so you haven't been to outer space is what you're saying.
No, but I...
So the point is... Nikola Tesla's machine harnessed that spin, that good spin of the Earth.
That top spin.
That top spin.
Like a good curveball.
Yeah. And then he had another machine, that laser he fired at the moon.
Yes.
What he was actually doing when he fired that laser at the moon is he was harnessing the more differenter spin of the moon. And see, and what these machines do is they take those two different spin energies.
Okay.
And just
spinergies.
Smack them together. Spinergies.
The spinergies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just thwap them together.
Yeah.
And it just like halts.
You got my moon spin and my earth spin.
Yeah.
You got my earth spin and your moon spin.
And you just stop the earth for a sec and just whips it in half.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
that sounds fucking cool.
Yeah. Hollywood, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you know, star of the hit motion picture San Andreas-esque.
Among others.
Amongst others.
Man, The Rock is great.
How great is that guy? Shout out to The Rock.
Shout out to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That dude's a national treasure.
He really is. Yeah, and you just get these massive earthquakes based on all that spinergy.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
That's what I think.
I had an idea. It's not as fun as that, though.
Most things aren't.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with that one.
That's a saucy topic.
That one sounds good. That's good shit. I like it a lot. yeah, I can't think of anything to top that.
So, there are a lot of suspicious details surrounding his death. A lot of people... point to this as further evidence in their conspiracy, and it kind of goes back to the J.P. Morgan
connection.
Yeah,
right.
So
I don't know if we talked about this specifically, but I think we kind of passed, like, kind of did a pass on it. But basically, J.P. Morgan or the American power grid was built on the design for Nikola Tesla's AC stuff,
right?
Like alternating current stuff. So. Through the patents that Tesla held on that, J.P. Morgan made up like a whole shit ton of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
So big cash cow.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one. So, yeah, they were tight for a while. They were buddies. They were money buddies.
But Tesla was kind of a loose cannon. Very eccentric man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speculation that he had Asperger's syndrome and obsessive compulsive disorder.
Almost definitely had obsessive compulsive disorder. Yeah.
Known germaphobe, obsessed with cleaning his dinner table. He was obsessed with the number 3. To the point where if he was staying in a hotel room, he would insist on being in a room that was divisible by the number 3, like the hotel room number.
Yeah.
In his twilight years, after J.P. Morgan cut him off financially, because J.P. Morgan wanted to get paid.
J.P. Morgan desperately needs to get paid.
If we know one thing about J.P. Morgan...
is that dude had to get paid.
He's got to get paid.
He has to do it.
So we cut him off. And Nikola Tesla's twilight years were mostly spent alone in his hotel suite in the New Yorker Hotel?
It was like the Hotel New Yorker, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
where he mostly just like hung out with pigeons because, of course...
Well, it's crazy people and pigeons.
Crazy
like, there's
people
something
love
about
pigeons.
Crazy people and pigeons. They just love pigeons.
Yeah. He made a lot of claims that he was visited by the same white pigeon every day. He claimed at one point that he was abducted by aliens.
That's a fun one. A lot of conspiracy theorists get a lot of mileage out of that one.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, all his ideas just came from aliens. They just beamed him right into his brain.
Yep. Just pumped him in there.
Yep.
It's facile.
Yeah. Alien knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was found dead on January 7th, 1943, alone in his hotel room, wearing a black suit, laying on his bed with his arms folded over. Which is
kind of weird.
Kind of an odd way to die.
Kind of a weird way for somebody to find you dead.
But Nikola Tesla was a pretty weird guy.
Yeah, that's fair.
But he was in poor health. But it is believed by some that he was smothered to death by a Mr. Otto Skorzenie, who was an ex-SS officer
in
dear. World War II. Yeah. Who, on his deathbed, confessed to... smothering Nikola Tesla, because we all love deathbed confessions.
Oh man, we love deathbed confessions. Yeah, yeah. Get a lot of mileage out of those in conspiracy theory circles, mm-hmm. but not. I mean, you can't take those with a grain of salt. Yeah. That dude's like about to die.
Yeah,
maybe he just wants to start some shit one last time.
I think if I'm on my deathbed and for some reason I'm surrounded by loved ones, I'm just going to start saying a whole bunch of stuff.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah. I killed that guy. I killed those guys.
Killed all those guys.
What are you gonna do?
You know.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Make a move.
Come on. Come on. Come on. And then your poor, long-suffering granddaughter just motions to the nurse. Just please, pull the plug.
Just get him out of here.
Just please. Just like we've had enough.
Do I have power of attorney yet?
Yeah. No, I would be there, Eric.
I know you would.
Yeah.
You would love to see me die.
That's not where I was going with that. Jesus, you're grim tonight.
Hot comedy style, and you've all come to know and love.
Yeah, man. Jesus.
Yeah I didn't really think about.
Did you need a cookie?
No, maybe I should get a cookie.
You should probably get a cookie. You sound a little mean.
Yeah. Sorry, bud.
That's okay.
No, I didn't really think about what I was saying before I said it, and then I said it.
Yeah, and then it turned out really bad and sad.
Yeah, like an eighth grader who listens to a lot of Sunny Day Real Estate.
Yeah.
It's like something she'd say to her mom. You would love to see me die, Mom.
Mom. Dad.
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 Yeah. That's not what I meant by that. But,
So, yeah, a lot of weird stuff surrounding his death. I think, that dude was pretty weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you pointed this out last time we tried to record this episode. He probably just slept like that after he figured out he was probably going to die soon. He probably just, like, went to bed like that every night.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, might as well just make it easier for him. They can just pick me up and put me in the box.
After, like, the sixth try, it finally took.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe that's just how he slept.
It could be. Sometimes I do, like, sometimes I just lay down. That's actually a fairly comfortable position if you ever try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'll give it a shot.
I don't know. Yeah, who knows? Maybe not in a suit. Yeah. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
But,
that's about it. The thing about Nikola Tesla is, like, I'm not disputing the fact that he was a genius inventor who contributed.
Was definitely
a genius. He was an inimitable mastermind of electricity and created a lot of things that are instrumental to our everyday lives. I'm not disputing that fact, but it's just this, like, obsessive nerd fanboy, like, hero worship of the guy that's just so obnoxious. Like, other people...
It really is, yeah.
...made cool... Like, Edison didn't only exist just to steal Tesla's ideas. Edison invented cool stuff, too. He was good at making stuff.
Yeah.
He's not, like, some nerd. Well, he was a nerd, but he's not just, like, some fool stealing ideas who was, like, terrible at science.
No, he was actually... Yeah, Edison, I think, gets a little bit unfairly vilified in this whole, like, Tesla thing. At least when people talk about Tesla. I mean, yeah, by all accounts, Thomas Edison was a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, he was also a fantastic inventor.
Yeah. Let it go. And, like, we talked about this yesterday. Like, nerds just really love to get on the Tesla train because Tesla was a total dweeb.
Yeah, because Tesla was a weird, socially maladjusted dude who, like... collected pigeons and would probably be really into Magic the Gathering if it hadn't existed at the time.
I kind of identify with him.
Yeah, I can't help but identify with him too, you know? I'm a nerd. I like nerd shit.
I often feel misunderstood.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like a misunderstood genius a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Not for any good reason, but I mean, it happens.
Yeah. I'm a genius in some capacity, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, that was for me, not for you. I'm sure you. You're a smart boy.
I'm sharp
as a tack, you are. So
Mensa, if you're listening, I'm open to negotiation.
Fucking Mensa.
I assume Mensa's listening to this podcast.
Oh, why wouldn't they? I assume they listen to all the podcasts.
Yeah.
It's part of membership.
Yep.
you just get all the podcasts on your jazz drive every day. So, yeah, the whole hero worship of Tesla kind of goes over the top, and like I think it's easy to go from all of his actually really crazy cool inventions to these like just off the wall shit he said to drum up publicity things and like you know conflate them and make you know draw some conclusions that maybe aren't totally real.
One time in high school, I got really bored and wrote like a 3-page like treatise on how time travel might work.
Neat.
But like it's that kind of the same idea where like maybe it kind of made sense if you just sort of went along with it and didn't actually stop and
So yeah, Tesla's like, particle beam accelerator probably operates under the same principle.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't believe all the hype about Tesla. I mean, you know, genius dude, not like an actual comic book supervillain.
Yeah. As much as he would want you to believe, based on the words that he used.
Like death ray. Like death ray.
Yeah.
Why would you call something a death ray? Or a teleforce thing?
Yeah.
Or like a particle acceleration beam or something like that. Yeah. What else? There's got to be something else to talk about with him, I think. There's something else. Well, a lot of the stuff with Tesla gets into this whole thing about, like, history being just, like, a series of events, or, like, a series of, like, important dudes.
Yeah.
Like, one lined up one after the other. And that's not really, like, how it works.
Yeah.
You know? It's like there were a bunch of other people all working on the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tesla was a good self-publicist and, like, good self-promoter and... That's why he's remembered by history. Also, the fact that he did invent a lot of cool shit.
There was some saying, like, every major invention relied on the 25 people who made an earlier version of that thing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's all about, like, you know, people who made the beta version. Like, every invention is based on, like, pre-existing stuff. So it's, you know, I think a lot of the... One of the reasons I, like, kind of don't like the whole cult of personality around Tesla is that thing.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, so that's it for this episode.
Yep.
Got a little rambly towards the end.
That's okay.
Yeah, they usually do, though. It's fine. I mean, people seem to like it.
Hey everybody, thank you for tuning into Chamber of Reflection. My name is Eric Nguyen, I'm your co-host.
And I'm your co-host Dylan McDowell.
If you'd like to contact us, please do so by either emailing us at chamberofreflectionboys, B-O-Y-Z, at gmail.com. Or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/chamberofreflectionpodcast.
And we'd like to thank Antony Rijikov for the use of our theme music. That's his song Ambient M 2003 off his album Jazz U. That's available under an attribution share-alike non-commercial license. You can find his music on our Facebook page or at the Free Music Archive at freemusicarchive.org.